Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Oh Lord, please don't let us be misunderstood. Hey everybody, this is Patrick Foster and this is Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you guys listening every day, if you do, and anytime when you do. On behalf of Jim Lenahan, I want to welcome you to another week of episodes. I hope everyone had a nice, long Memorial Holiday weekend. And we're going to start off the week with some responses we got to episode 1861, posted on back on May 8th, when I threw out there for people to talk about songs with feedback that they love. And we got a response, a few responses you're going to hear from this week. And I hope you guys enjoy it. We're going to start it off right now by tossing it over to our good friend, Scott Isom. Take it away, Mr. Scott.
This is Scott from Remore, Missouri. Jim, hello Jim, hello Patrick, hello Shadow, and hello interns. When the subject of distortion came up, I immediately thought of Wilco. When Uncle Tupelo split up, and Jeff Tweedy and Jay Farrar split into Sunvolt and Wilco, Jerry Farrar continued with the sound of Uncle Tupelo, and initially so did Jeff Tweedy. And the first album, AM, sounded much like Uncle Tupelo, and being there, you expected much the same, but with the first track, Misunderstood, Tweedy immediately lets you know he was going in a different direction. The song Misunderstood, he introduced distortion, and from then on, with distortion, you knew that Wilco was something different. From then on, with distortion, among a bunch of other things, Wilco was definitely something different, with things that look back toward the Beatles and Big Star, among other post-punk and new wave and punk bands. Wilco was going in a different direction, and Wilco continually throughout their albums would use distortion as a recording technique, and they continually pushed the boundaries of what was pop and what was rock and what was sound and what was recording. And they, Wilco continually, they would go back into folk and back into different sounds, but the song Misunderstood and the entire album of being there, it's their only double album, but that double album went and explored all sorts of new territory, but it completely broke from the Uncle Tupelo folk and country tradition that he had with Jay Farrar and he had with Uncle Tupelo. And this showed where Wilco was going. When I lived in Columbia, I grew to love Uncle Tupelo, and that's also where I grew to love Wilco and Sunvolt, and I still love them. And distortion is where Wilco started going the road direction, and it first happened with Misunderstood. Thank you.
That was Wilco doing Misunderstood on Rockin' the Suburbs. And thank you very much, Scott. We're going to have more songs with feedback selections coming up in the next couple days. And, of course, want all of you to participate who have songs you love with feedback. You know you do. So get one of those into us. That would be great. And thanks to those who've already contributed one. Before we sign off for this Monday, I want to just make a very quick note of the passing of a musician who influenced me, and I know some other members of the Rock in the Suburbs community. Vincent Rema Murthy reached out to me last week and shared the news of the passing of Bob Schick, who was a singer in the band Honor Roll, was where I first heard of him. He later went on to work with bands called Choral and Dynamic Truce. And I was lucky enough to see Bob play many times with Honor Roll, and he very much inspired me. Their post-punk rock with incredible guitar work, cohesion, it had a passion and an anger and a vulnerability and a deep humanity to it. And I loved everything about that band, the records they put out. You can find a compilation album out there on the streamings that contains just about all their stuff, as well as good work from Choral and Dynamic Truce as well. But there was just something about seeing Honor Roll play in person at these small punk shows that really inspired me and stuck with me my whole life. And I just want to say rest in power to Bob. Merge Records released the work of Honor Roll as well as Choral and Dynamic Truce. And they put a statement out last Friday, and I'd like to read that to you now. And then we will close with a little music from Honor Roll. I quote, Merge is deeply saddened by the passing of Bob Schick. His band Honor Roll was one of the bands that made us want to play music and have a record label. You could have a band this good, this unique, and they're from the South. They made a huge impact here in North Carolina and beyond. Bob's voice and words and fierce stage presence pushed Honor Roll's music out of the hardcore tropes of the times, and the records still sound like no one else. The fact that we later got to release Honor Roll's music as well as Bob's bands Choral and Dynamic Truce was and remains an honor for us. Bob was also a fixture at legendary Richmond record store Plan 9 for over 40 years. Our thoughts are with Bob's family and bandmates and the Richmond music community. Rest in power, Bob Schick, from Rockin' the Suburbs. And we will close out with Honor Roll and talk to you guys tomorrow.
Just right. We'll be right back.
and what was rock and what was sound.